Talofa, and here's the news. Senators approved this morning the House version of the bill to amend the Earned Income Tax Credit Law. The House bill includes the amendment that the House and Senate conferees agreed to last week, that if federal funds are not made available for any year, the American Samoa government shall not be liable for earned income tax credit payments under this law, and may request the Internal Revenue Service to fund any shortfall or gap in the refundable credit to eligible tax filers. And the governor may submit a request to the legislature for appropriations for an amount not provided by the federal government. It usually takes a couple of days for a bill to be enrolled and sent to the governor for his signature. The bill provides an immediate effective date once it's signed by the governor. The passenger boarding ramp acquired by the Department of Port Administration in October of last year has successfully passed inspection and certified for continued use. A press release from Port Administration says the ramp enhances the boarding and deplaning experience for Hawaiian Airlines passengers, particularly those who prefer or require an alternative to the staircase. It was funded through the American Rescue Plan Act and is owned by Port Administration and operated by Hawaiian Airlines. Port Administration initiated the selection process in consultation with Hawaiian Airlines, choosing the AVI ramp based on its proven success at other Hawaiian Airlines locations, including Kona and Auckland Airport. Recently, AVI ramp was engaged to conduct a full-service inspection of the equipment, and the ramp successfully passed inspection and certified for continued use. Port Administration says community feedback has been largely positive. The AVI ramp improves accessibility by allowing wheelchair users to board and deplane more easily, enabling passengers to roll carry-on luggage rather than lift it, and providing a gradual incline for those who benefit from smaller, more manageable steps. Port Administration is in the process of designing a new airport facility that will include two jet bridges. In the meantime, the AVI ramp will continue to serve as an important accessibility and convenience feature for travelers. Congressional Republicans plan a two-track approach to fully fund Homeland Security's immigration enforcement functions, while also funding TSA, FEMA, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Our Washington, D.C. correspondent Matt Kay has the details.
The idea is to fund TSA, FEMA, and the Coast Guard via legislation the Senate passed before the Easter recess, and fund ICE and Customs and Border Protection in a filibuster-proof bill. Democrats have held up legislation funding DHS since February 14th as leverage to reform ICE and Border Protection after two fatalities during operations in Minnesota. But House Speaker Mike Johnson initially rejected the two-track plan after the House passed an eight-week extension fully funding DHS.
The Republicans are not going to be any part of any effort to reopen our borders or to stop immigration enforcement. We are going to deport dangerous criminal illegal aliens because it is a basic function of the government.
But Johnson then joined Senate Majority Leader John Thune in backing the two-step effort after President Trump lent his support. And Senior Budget Committee Senator Chuck Grassley says DHS isn't just about border security.
There's a tremendous increase in threats within domestic United States on national security issues. The reason for setting it up in 2002 after 9/11 was to make sure that we had a department that was focused entirely on making Americans safe.
President Trump called on Congress to put a bill on his desk by June 1st to fund ICE and border protection while ordering TSA agents to be paid from earlier funds. Congresswoman Wifa Taliamata said TSA agents have worked diligently in American Samoa under strenuous financial conditions. Amata urged leaders to find the best way to swiftly resolve the longest ever partial government shutdown and restore regular pay to TSA, the Coast Guard, FEMA, and all DHS employees. This is Matt Kay reporting for KHJ News from Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Matt. TISA's annual Tattoo Fest celebrates its 20th anniversary with a gala event at the Gene B. Hayden Museum next Thursday, April 16th. The events will showcase a curated collection of photographs, personal stories, and archival moments that travel the journey of the Te Tau Revival, highlighting the people, the artistry, and the unwavering commitment to preserving this traditional art form. Founder of the annual festival, Tisa Fa'amuli, is hoping that those who received a Te Tau or Malu at the Tatu Fest in Alenga, especially young people, will attend and share their stories. The gala event is from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the museum next Thursday. With the help of local sponsors, Tisa started the annual festival in 1993. There was a gap for a few years before the festival was revived in 2005 and has continued since. Tisa said the festival has generated interest not only in the Tu Samoa to revive the Te Tau and Malu, but also worldwide.
Now it's all over the world. I get people from Russia that come to Tisa and they get tattoos. I got people from, places you never, in South America somewhere.
Okay.
All over the world. People are talking about the Te Tau Samoa. It got out to the world.
At the gala event, guests will walk through two decades of cultural resurgence, from early gatherings and community efforts to international recognized showcases. The evening will reflect on how the revival of Te Tau has strengthened identity, empowered youth, and reconnected generations to their roots. The program will also include cultural performances, tributes, and acknowledgments of Tufunga Te Tau and cultural leaders whose dedication has carried the tradition forward. And that's the news.